And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. If you're new to the show, again, my name is Andy. I've been a member at Lifestyles Unlimited for a dozen years now. And thanks to joining way back when and starting to go down the path of investing in real estate, I was able to retire at 47 years of age, 20 years ahead of when the government says I should be able to retire. So very thankful for that. And if you're not familiar with Lifestyles, if you are new to the show, Lifestyles has been around for over three decades now, formed in Houston, grown up to the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I sit, all across Texas, and in fact, all across the nation now. And it's interesting. I've been an investor in single family here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as well as down near Houston. But I want to get later in the show, I want to get into investing, talking about investing out of state, because we are national in scope now. And there's one market in particular that is I've just added to my radar. It's popped onto my radar very strongly. We'll talk about that. But before we get there, again, if you're new to the show, you might be wondering, well, why invest in single family at all? Well, there's that early retirement. I just mentioned that. But where does the power in real estate investing, where does that come from? Where does that generate? So why do this at all? And I've got a great reason for you, aside from my own retirement. Actually, not just one reason, but five. And that's the power in single family houses. We make money five different ways. And this is what really propels us along. And one of those, the key to me retiring, was the cash flow. Right? We talk about cash flow quite a bit on this program. That's a big reason. But that's just one. So we buy right. We buy single family assets that create cash flow every month. I collect a rent from my resident. I pay my fixed expenses, the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance. And the net amount is what I keep in my pocket every month. That's cash flow, very important. But aside from that, we're buying right, like I mentioned, and we're buying at a discount and creating equity from the outset as part of the process of buying a house that needs work, quite frankly. That's why we get it at a discount. For example, I might buy a house for $100,000 and maybe it needs $50,000 in repairs. Don't let that number scare you. That's not unusual, but when I'm done fixing it up, the value of that property is now $200,000. So I'm $150,000 all in plus some closing costs. That difference there, let's call it $50,000 difference, that's equity capture just by buying right. I've just created a lot of equity, a lot of wealth for myself and my family just at the outset of the process. And those two are really the big ticket numbers that we tend to talk about, cash flow and equity capture, but there are more, because I put a resident into place, and as they pay down my mortgage every month, right, I collect the rent from them, I pay the mortgage, they're paying that on my behalf, and in essence, my wealth continues to grow as that equity builds up, as that mortgage, as that principal is paid down. And we do see just natural market appreciation. It was gangbusters for a decade there after the Great Recession. It's slowed down, it's moderated a bit, maybe a couple percent. Here in Texas, it's anywhere from 2-3 to maybe 5% per year on average. But that adds to our wealth as well. Those are four of the five. The fifth way is that we have tax advantages. So that cash flow that I collect, it's essentially protected, if you're doing it right, from taxes. We have paper losses that we take called depreciation. That's a whole other show we can talk about. But if you're doing it right, you have no to low taxes on your cash flow. And when you go to sell the asset, there are ways to defer the capital gains taxes. So five ways that we make money on those houses. But there's more. There's a lot more to it, because you buy one house, you create those five ways, but this process, as you will find, is very repeatable. You do the first one and you realize, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought. So you do another one. and you do another one after that, and you keep going. And for some people, it's hard to stop. It becomes an addiction. So open the bag of chips. You can't stop after just one. That's what I found. And we just kept going. And you create extra income, $500 a month coming in passively. Very helpful right now. And then it becomes $1,000 and $2,000. It can become even more. And that's what leads to where I wound up, real estate retired, because you create financial freedom. You have so much income coming in passively that it meets or exceeds your monthly household expenses. The reasons we give ourselves why we shouldn't do this thing based on fear. So we're going to talk about fear now. And there's an acronym for fear, or fear itself is an acronym, false evidence appearing real. It means you're taking things you've heard or seen somewhere out there in the news or online or wherever, maybe from a friend or an uncle that's tried this and not done well, and they've given you some evidence, and you take that as the truth. Well, you have to work through things and learn to dispel those false truths, that false evidence. And I want to give you an example. My wife and I, because we are both retired now, we are very much living the lifestyle, enjoying the lifestyle, enjoying our time. And we took our son, he's 7, and we took a trip south, very much south, to Colombia, South America. Not Colombia, South Carolina, but Colombia, the country in South America. And what do you think about when you think about traveling to this, to South America or to Colombia? Well, some key words that might come to mind if you're thinking back to the news you used to watch in the 80s or 90s. You think about the jungle. You think about narco traficantes or the drug lords, the FARC, right? The guerrillas, the rebels, abductions and hostages and disappearances. And this drives fear, right? Maybe you don't take the trip out of fear. Now, we did not have fear, but we did hear this as we talked ahead of our trip and even during the trip, posting to social media from people around us. Some of the words I heard, exotic, yeah, a little exotic, I suppose. Dangerous, what about your personal safety? I was asked that question. Is it safe? My mother-in-law, my son's grandmother, I can't tell you how many times she called and texted us before we departed. She was really concerned about the safety of her grandson. And people in the U.S. are often anchored in the past. They, like I said, they remember things they saw in the news long ago, but it's bad information at this point. Maybe it was relevant in the past, but it's no longer applicable. And what we experienced was totally different. We went to Bogota. We went to the capital city, 13 million people, thriving, bustling, very friendly, wonderful people. Never felt unsafe. But if we let the fear, the things that we heard around us, prevent us from taking action, we wouldn't have gone. We would not have gone. But we did. And I'll tell you, I have a secret here. We had a friend that we went to visit, and he was a huge help. His name's Jim. I know him from here in Texas. He actually rode his bicycle from Texas through Latin America, made it to Quito, Ecuador. Now he's in Colombia. He's been there for a few months. And he gave us a lot of key information. Education, you might say. He said, hey, here's the part of town where you need to find a hotel. Stay here. It's a little bit nicer, a little bit safer, let's say. He described how to get around, right? Taxis, Uber, ride sharing, whatever. Being the money guy, had a lot of questions. Well, what do I deal with Colombian pesos? How do I do all this stuff? All the information we needed, he had. And it made it a lot easier on us. We knew we had a trusted resource in place there in the country and in this city. Effectively for us, he was a mentor in this sense. We just went for about 6 days, very quick trip in to see him specifically and the town and the city and the country. The city, I suppose it is a big city, in fact. But he was a mentor in essence. And what I want to do is take this back to real estate, because the same thing happens to you when you hear me talking about buying a single family house. You immediately start to put up barriers. You immediately start to think of all the things you've heard in the past. Perhaps it was some past news report, something you read online, an article, maybe multiple articles, maybe something your friend told you, your uncle who didn't do so well, and they've given you bad information. And now you hear single family investing and you picture tenants, taxes, and toilets. And you have fear. Oh, the maintenance headaches, calls at midnight about clogged toilets. I just don't want to deal with that. I'll tell you, a dozen years in, doesn't happen. Oh, the tenant evictions. I don't want to mess. Busted walls, broken windows, doors hanging from the hinges. No, no, if you do it right, if you go into this as an educated investor, you know how to screen. Not a problem. Oh, but the taxes, Andy, the taxes, property taxes in Texas, yes, they are pretty hefty. We got a little bit of relief late last year, and we will for the coming years. But you learn how to work around these things. Ah, but my uncle, he tried this, he lost his shirt. My friend, he flipped a house and lost money. By the way, we do not flip houses. We are buying and we are holding. These are long-term holds, 3 to 5 years, let's say, not super long. But we're not flipping. That's much riskier. But you've heard a lot of things and you've built a lot of fear into your mind. And we have to find a way to correct that misinformation. And there are two ways that you can do that. One is through education, learning the processes. I already told you that the knowledge base, we have that at Lifestyles Unlimited, over 3 decades as an education and mentoring group. Yeah, we can help you there. We can help you there. But aside from that, you need to get somebody by your side, like our buddy Jim was for us when we traveled to Colombia. He was our mentor, in essence. You need to find somebody that has done this business successfully that can be by your side and help you when these fears, sometimes irrational fears, rise up in your head and keep you going. So at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have both of those. We have the education side and we have the mentors. And what does a mentor do at Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, they're going to help talk you down. They're going to help talk you down when you are gripped by fear. Sometimes, again, completely irrational. You know, the very first house that we bought that set us on this journey a dozen years ago, my wife was the one signing. She was in her name. She was literally at the closing table. She had driven by the house prior to closing to make sure it still was standing. It's a good thing to do. And there had been a storm the prior day, overnight, something like that. And a couple of shingles had blown off. You know, it's a very minor thing, but this blew up in her mind. And it was chewing on her mind as she drove the rest of the way to closing and was sitting at the closing table. She called me. It's like, I don't know what to do. I said, I don't know what to do. You know what she did do? She called her mentor. Mentor talked her down. She signed. And again, that set us on a journey that has changed everything. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
So when I say be ready, number one, to get ready, you better join up Lifestyles Unlimited and learn all these things we're talking about. You're out there piddling and, you know, internet information and your buddy's information or your dad's information. It's not going to get you the results that we're talking about. You're going to have to be educated in what we're doing.
Learn from the people that are already where you want to be. Join us for the free online workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and I thank you for tuning in today. We're talking through a number of things. I've talked to you a little bit about why invest in single-family houses, why invest in rental real estate at all, and there are multiple ways that you make money. If your goal is to create extra cash flow to help your family as we see inflation, right? Where's it going now? Did it actually go all the way down, or is it starting to increase again? Yeah, you need a little bit of extra cash flow to help through these times. That's just one of the things, one of the benefits. You can build wealth and eventually you can create financial freedom and become real estate retired. There are a lot of reasons why you would go down this path. And you can do that both with single family as well as apartments. But you start to think about it and you have a lot of fear. You make some assumptions about why you can't, but the nagging fear at the back of your head, those little gerbils, man, they just start running in your head really, really fast. And you have these irrational thoughts and it can stop you altogether. And we were very close. My wife, I was just telling you a story. She had this issue. She was at the closing table and there was some minor roof damage on the property we were buying, the very first one. And it almost stopped her. And to help her get over that that fear, she called her mentor from the closing table. And the mentor, Lynn was her name, she talked my wife down. We closed on the house. Been a great house. Cash flowed tremendously. Got a lot of equity. We doubled our money, in fact, on that first investment. And over the years, pulled money out through cash out refis. It continues to grow. But if you let that fear stop you, you will not enjoy those benefits. And that's where a mentor really comes into play. They hold your hand. They see when you need help. And when you're starting out, you may just simply need help figuring out what is it I want. And we were at that place too. And we met with a mentor even before we bought this first house, just to help us figure out what kind of goals should we set, what kind of timeline. They helped us look at our capital. What do we have on hand? Oh, and by the way, those that think and assume you don't have the capital to do this. When you sit down with you build a personal financial statement, assets and liabilities, they're going to find some stuff in there that you may be able to use to unlock to do a few investments or even more. We did that, and that helped us really get going. So they'll look at your capital base. They'll help you with your goals. And then as you start to approach these specific investment opportunities, well, they're there for you to talk with. Hey, this house in Irving, Texas, you know, 1950s build. I've only ever done 1980s to date. Can you help me work through this? I'm not sure about the age of the house. That might be an example. They can help you through those specific deals. They can help you underwrite them. That just means analyze the numbers. Purchase price plus repairs. What is the after repair market value? What's my cash out of pocket going to be? What kind of cash on cash return? You want to be able to underwrite these so that you can see then, do these meet my goals? And mentors can help you with that as well. It's part of your education, of course. You need to learn how to do this. But again, they're there to bounce ideas off of, and they're going to guide you then with their experience. But a very, very powerful aspect of the mentorship at Lifestyles Unlimited is, and it takes some thinking to realize this, it's not just their experience, because they're working with me, and they're working with Joe, and they're working with Jennifer, and they're working with him and her and all these members, and their experience is mounting. It's exponential just by virtue of the fact that they are helping so many people, and they're seeing a lot of investments, a lot of deals, a lot of renovations, a lot of submarkets around Dallas or Houston or wherever you're looking. So they really have not just their own experience, but the experience of others. And that is extremely, extremely powerful. So if you have fear, there are two ways to address that. Get educated, figure out which of those fears are irrational, don't really make sense. Oh, I don't really need to worry about those calls at midnight because I'm going to have processes in place that dictate how maintenance is handled. Right? Don't want to call. I want it in text or by email, something like that. Right? That's going to reduce your exposure there. And if you're worried about other risks, you'll learn how to mitigate those risks through things like insurance, by renovating right. We talk about that. We teach you. What do I need to do to renovate that 50s build that I was just talking about? What's going to go into that? Right? We connect you with the vendors and the general contractors, all the people you need to build that team to help you become a good investor and a good operator. So fear, a lack of education, we can help you on both sides with the education and the mentoring. And then you start to do this, and like I said, you realize, wow, this is a lot easier than I ever thought it could be. Now, I want to take a trip back south again. I want to go back to Bogota. We were there for 5 nights, 6 days. Actually, the plan was to fly out very early in the morning on the sixth day, and our flight got delayed, 5-6 hours, something like that. And I was reminded of the value of it being able to be flexible. You know, sometimes things don't work out exactly as planned. Our plan was to get up early, get to the airport, you know, snooze in those uncomfortable seats for a while. And I could have been very unhappy about the fact that we were delayed, because now I'm going to get home at midnight instead of 6 or 5 in the afternoon. But if you can be flexible and change your lens, instead of a problem, this delay was actually wonderful for us. We had another 5-6 hours to wander around the city, went and visited our buddy. Went to his favorite cafe. Man, it was great. Had breakfast there. The owner roasts his own Colombian coffee. I got a ton of bags I brought home with me of coffee. So change that lens. Be flexible, right, is a learning I would say I took away there. And this applies to real estate as well. I opened the show telling you that I want to talk a little bit about some of our, let's say, out-of-state markets. If you're in Texas, that's out-of-state from my perspective. Because markets shift. and things do change. And being flexible in this real estate space is a value as well. And if you're in a market where it makes sense to build a local portfolio, absolutely do that. And I'm in one of those markets, and we've been doing that for a dozen years. But I'm feeling the pull and the urge to go farther afield. And Lifestyles Unlimited, although it grew up in Texas, based in Houston 30 plus years ago, is now in markets like Tennessee and Georgia and Arizona, the Carolinas. And I learned about a couple more where we are present now as well. I want to talk about those. And the point, though, is being flexible and taking what we've learned now locally and being able to apply that farther afield, what is that going to do for us as real estate investors? It's going to create more opportunity. If I'm not finding right now what I want in my area, but I can look in Tennessee and in South, my fishing pond just got a lot larger. So I'm going to find more opportunity and greater diversification. All real estate is local. I think the Texas market's very bullish on these. This is a good place to invest, and we had a lot of people investing here from out of state. How do I work with contractors in another state? It's no different than I work with my contractors here in Texas. I may not be able to meet them on a regular basis and shake their hands, but I can still talk to them on the phone. I can still interview them. I can have processes in place whereby they send me pictures and video. My GC here does that already anyhow, even though he's just around the corner. Why would I do it any differently in some more remote location? By the way, with contractors, the way we're buying, we talk about this on other shows, we're buying distressed properties and typically using hard money to purchase these. And we're not going to go into details here, but hard money is a loan that helps us buy the property and also includes the renovation funds. And that lender is not going to release those renovation funds to me till the work has been done and until the work that has been done has been verified. So they send out what's called a draw inspector, and he, an experienced inspector, is going to look at the work that was done. And if it's done well, two thumbs up, the repair funds are released to me, I can pay the contractor. If he finds work that was not done well, he's going to let us know as well, and it needs to be corrected. So you have controls in place, even for remote investing, that do help you with this very big piece of the process, which is the renovations. But then you think, what about resident? How do I find that resident? It's no different. We do everything online these days. We really do. You do not need to go out and meet the resident in person. I'm local to Dallas. I have houses across the Metroplex, and I just put my stuff on the online, and typically another realtor finds the resident for me. I don't meet them. Do everything on paper. Due diligence, screening process is very important. You're doing that remotely anyhow. How do I manage? Well, this for me, as somebody that does self-manage and is a little bit more hands-on here in the Metroplex, this is going to make me more hands-off when I buy that house in Kansas City or in Springfield or in Lawrence. It's going to make you more hands-off, more passive, because you're going to have more robust processes in place and rely on other people, other people's knowledge and other people's time. But there are ways to do these things. And just like we have local mentors here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, those single-family mentors that I mentioned in an earlier segment, we have them at the national level as well. And these are investors that do exactly what we're talking about. We got one, in fact. He started in Miami buying houses in Houston. He moved to Oklahoma buying houses in Houston and elsewhere. Now he's in California buying houses elsewhere because it doesn't work in California. Do you think he has the experience to help me through the process of learning how to buy remotely? Absolutely he does. Absolutely. So we have the mentors both locally and nationally to help us get over any fear, to help us better educate us, to help us put those processes into place to become successful investors no matter where, no matter where that market may be. And back to that Zoom session yesterday, you know, part of the thing I like to do when I go out to local events is meet and greet people. I like to build my network. How do you do that remotely? Exact same way. You know, we were chatting, there was a networking session towards the end, and I just reached out. I said, anybody invested in this market here, please email me. I got some emails. We're now connected. We've exchanged some notes. So it's possible. It's possible to network from afar as well, just as you're going to build your team from afar. Very, very much possible. Lenders that work in Missouri, you bet. You bet. We already have members buying there, so they've been using these lenders. General contractors that work in Missouri, absolutely. That realty team that is working to help find these investments, they've got connections. We've got our vendor marketplace as well, where you can go and research and find vendors. And Lifestyles Realty, I just mentioned, delivering great opportunities in Missouri and in Kansas. Yeah. You bet. In fact, I've got an example here. This just hit my box a couple days ago, I think. This is in Kansas City. This is on the Missouri side, right, where Kansas City spans the river there. Looks like a great opportunity. Purchase price $50,000, aftermarket value, after repair value, a little north of $110,000, so 50 cents on the dollar. Out of pocket to buy this thing. This is my cash into this investment, $15,000. But it's going to cash flow $300 a month. This is why you should be looking at all potential markets that can help you meet your goals. At cash flow return, cash on cash return, 24%. I can invest $15,000 or park $15,000 in my online, you know, internet bank account and earn, what is it, 4.5%, maybe 5. Or I can invest it in this house and get a 24% return. Oh, and by the way, we capture equity through the process. We described this earlier in the show, $16,000. That's over a 100% return. I put in 15, I'm getting 16 out. I'm sitting on over $30,000 in equity. And this is a rental property, so I'm going to sit on this for a while, and I'm going to watch as my residents pay down the mortgage. Remember, I'm keeping $300 in net cash flow every month. That means that's rent's coming in and covering the mortgage, right? So that principal is going to pay down, my equity is going to build up, and we're going to watch as that house in Kansas City appreciates. And this is one of the interesting things I learned. If you go back in time to the Great Recession, when a lot of house values dipped across the nation, a lot of markets dipped very strongly in some cases, Kansas City, the Midwest in general, is very, very moderate. Not much of a dip. It doesn't appreciate like crazy, although it has been a little bit more accelerated in nature of late. But it's a very moderate, even keel market. You're going to see some appreciation every year. Everything's kind of steady eddy, just a good solid place to be. Of course, you may say, not a fan of the Chiefs, don't want to go to Kansas, don't want to go to Missouri. Hey, that's okay. We got markets here in Texas, Houston, San Antonio, Central Texas, all across Texas, in fact, that are booming. And I mentioned already, we've got realty in Tennessee now, around Nashville, Chattanooga, Knoxville, great, great markets. I can't tell you what I've learned about those. North and South Carolina, Georgia, Arizona. So a lot of opportunity, more to come. So great places, whether you're in a market like I am where it does work, wanting to go farther afield to expand your horizons, or you're in a market on the coast where it doesn't work, well, you're going to naturally need to come to one of the markets I described. But how do you get started? Well, we talked about the ways and the whys, the ways we make money and the why we do this. But it goes back to education and it goes back to mentoring, because at some point you're going to encounter those assumptions, you're going to encounter that fear, and you need to have people in place that you can talk to and bounce ideas off of. And that's what we're here for. That is what Lifestyles Unlimited does. So if you want to learn more about what we do, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. I mentioned the radio shows there. But while you're there, you're going to find a button that says register for our free workshop, something like that, free workshop. Hour and a half of your time. It's done fully remotely. So if you're listening to me in Texas, or you're listening to me in Washington State or Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter. You can attend the free workshop and just learn what we do. That's a start. Be sure to check out our podcast while you're there. Again, going back decades if you want. And if this works for you, then you want to take the next step, which is come out to our Financial Freedom Seminar. We do these across the nation monthly. And this is where you can really dig into single family and really come away with everything that you need to know to take action and buy that first rental house and see the five ways that we make money and realize how easy it is so that you can buy the next one and the next one after that, whether it's local to you or on the other side of the country. It really is easy to do. The important thing, though, the hard thing for a lot of people, is just to take action. Take action. LifestylesUnlimited.com. Address those fears if you have them. Get somebody by your side like we did when we went out of the country. Very helpful. Helped us have some success there, and we can help you have success as well. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.